It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. It would be hard to review the decade since 9/11 without mentioning Iraq. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Anthony Shadid covered the war there. But when the journal Granta invited him to commemorate 9/11, his curiosity took him back long before the U.S. invasion.
He visited Baghdad College, an old high school with dusty yearbooks that illuminate a very different era with very different relations between the U.S. and Iraq. From the 1930s to the 1960s, Catholic priests ran that school. The Jesuit priests agreed not to seek converts in this overwhelmingly Muslim nation, instead just teaching Christians and Muslims alike. Anthony Shadid found the Jesuits were Americans, with names like O'Connor, McDermott, and McCarthy. What made you want to go back and find a story from 50 years ago in Iraq?
You know, I kind of stumbled on this story. Somebody had mentioned these old yearbooks that had turned up at Baghdad College at this high school in Baghdad, and I thought it'd be worth a look. And almost within minutes of opening that first volume, you just kind of became entranced by the whole experience of what it represented, of what it said, not only about Iraq, but also about the United States as well.
Well, what does this old, formerly Jesuit high school represent about Iraq and about the United States?
Well, you know what struck me is the sense, and I don't want to overstate it necessarily, but this maybe a loss of cosmopolitanism, a loss of a secular identity, an identity that was more universal than particular. And what's so interesting, or at least what was so interesting to me about Baghdad College, was how it represented all those things. And I think it also represented something for both the United States and Iraq, the way that they saw each other, that they could allow themselves an almost idealistic version of each other. And I think that's impossible today, and I say that with a certain sense of sadness. From the founding of the school until, let's say the late 60s, when the Ba'ath Party took over Iraq, the school did represent something that was very much different.
As best you can reconstruct it, if you had walked into this Jesuit school 50, 60, 65 years ago, when things were so different in Iraq, what kinds of conversations might you have gotten involved in? What would it have been like?
Well, first of all, I think the setting would have been just remarkable. And you look at these old yearbook pictures of Baghdad College, and it's basically the school is placed in a forest of date palms. It's a very fashionable neighborhood. In fact, a former prime minister had built a palace there, walking distance from the campus itself. And then, of course, the campus was built with remarkable precision, melded these influences of both East and West in a very aesthetically impressive way. There was instruction in English. There was never any proselytizing, but there was a rigorous education. And I think the New England province of Jesuits soon took a lot of pride in what they had created there at the school. There were people who rarely ever went back home.
So this wasn't just a Christian venture into Iraq, a missionary venture into Iraq. It was an American venture into Iraq.
And I asked, it was interesting. The reporting for the story took me all over the place. I met one of the Jesuits that taught there in Beirut. You see graduates, the alumni still living everywhere from Canada, the United States, Europe, of course, in Iraq as well. I mean, it has very prominent graduates. And I asked when I was doing those interviews, as we kind of wandered from place to place, what did they represent? And a lot of them would say they were called Fadariya. It was kind of an Arabized plural of father. But they also, I think, saw themselves as American. They saw themselves first and foremost as Jesuits, but I think there was a sense of being American also in a much more innocent age of what being an American represented abroad. Now, much gentler notion of America abroad. And I think it's remarkable when you look at how the school ended, how the experience itself ended. Not only was it the Ba'ath Party taking over Iraq and in some ways bringing a certain vulgarity to political life in that country, it was also the Vietnam era through the United States, and that kind of shadow that cast over America everywhere.
What was the image of the United States abroad before all that happened?
There was a sense of a cultural or educational mission that the United States had, everywhere from Lebanon to Iraq, elsewhere. Schools, in some ways, were the greatest legacy of the American presence. And when I was speaking to people about the experience of Baghdad College, I asked where they would mark the end of that kind of era, when that sense of maybe American benevolence gave way to what a lot of people would see as American imperialism. Some people put it at the founding of Israel in 1948. Some people put it in the Egyptian Revolution in 1952. But it is clear that that image changed, and I think it changed unalterably in some ways.
Now, how has the image changed further in the past decade as 9/11 happened and as the United States geared up for and then invaded Iraq?
I think as a reporter being there, what strikes you so much is how traumatic the invasion, the occupation is. It's a society that feels dislocated. the soldier's going to leave eventually. This idea of an occupation is going to end in a very decisive fashion. But I think these whispers of what that occupation represented are going to go on for years and years. And you already see it, even the way they refer to the Americans themselves, and it's somewhat derogatory, is that they call Americans our uncles. There's a sense of intimacy there, I think, but also a sense of maybe more intimacy than was hoped for. I don't want to make a comparison between the Jesuits and the American military. I don't think that's a fair comparison, but what those two intersections represented, I think, is remarkably different. The college that created the sense of cosmopolitan oasis for a specific moment, what we had today, or the past decade, which is an intersection by force of arms. It is an interaction that's based, you know, first and foremost on trauma.
Anthony Shadid, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
He writes in Granta magazine about Americans who traveled decades ago to open a high school in Iraq.